Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and because it's Friday, man, feels like it's been forever since the Packers played, and I know it's tough after they lose. It's a long week, and you feel like they're never going to play again, but gosh darn it, we're almost there. We're a few days away from the Green Bay Packers heading down to Dallas. And hopefully, whooping up on those Dallas Cowboys, because goodness knows we need to get the stink of that Cleveland game off of the internet. Man, I can't handle so many depressed Packers fans anymore. That's enough of that. I got enough Eeyores on Cheesehead TV happy hour. I don't need them in my mentions every single day for a week. But the big news, of course, obviously, as is almost always the case, is injuries. We got our injury report brought to you by ThetaCare Orthopedic Care. We have Aaron Banks listed as doubtful, which is probably not a surprise. Anthony Belton is out. We discussed that regarding the ankle injury that he suffered in practice on Wednesday, along with Zach Tom, who we also talked about earlier this week, reported by Adam Schefter that he would not be going on Sunday night. And indeed, he is listed as out. We also have Javon Bullard listed as questionable after two limited participations through Thursday and Friday. Hopefully he's up and able to go and continue to, you know, do some of the impressive stuff we've seen throughout the first 3 weeks when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. But hey, man, obviously the story is going to be the offensive line. If the offensive line can hold up in whatever iteration ends up being out there, Jordan Love should have plenty of opportunities to move the ball against this secondary. Though, yes, the Cowboys have some healthy news on their injury report as far as both of their corners being available. Regardless, teams have moved the ball, even when they have been healthy on the back end. If they can keep Jordan Love upright, and it is a significant if, he should have plenty of opportunities to take advantage of the Cowboys' defense. As far as who might play along the offensive line, you got to suspect you got Rashid Walker at left tackle, Jordan Morgan at left guard, Elgton Jenkins at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and then at right tackle, most likely Darian Kennard, who they did trade for on cutdown day from the Eagles, who rotated with Belton against the Commanders. And then, you know, oddly wasn't the first man off the bench last week in Cleveland, but hopefully he will get the start. I do think the limited amount of action we've seen from Kennard should give you a little hope, right? He has certainly not looked overwhelmed, has looked more than competent, and with play design, game planning, etc., they should be able to operate on offense with Kennard at right tackle. But, you know, this is the Green Bay Packers, and they never do the obvious stuff, and they always try and outsmart both us and sometimes themselves, and maybe they pull Elgton Jenkins and put him at right tackle and then move Sean Ryan to guard and have Donovan Jennings at right guard. Who knows? I don't know. Sean Ryan at center, I mean. Possible. I'm not going to say it's impossible, because God knows, like I said, we've seen them overthink these things before, and maybe that's the road they go down. But I'm going to be an electric atmosphere on the road, prime time. I want a guy at right tackle who has at least played in the NFL a couple of times. But we'll see. We'll see. Very exciting times here. Can't wait to get down and watch them in Dallas and have them kick the Cowboys' ass. How y'all doing, everybody? Good to see everybody chiming in already. Come on, people. You know it's Friday. You got to get down. Before we get to your questions and your comments, I want to give a shout out and hear from our friends over at ThetaCare.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at ThetaCare.org/heart.
ThetaCare is a phenomenal partner so far, and I can't tell you how proud I am to be partnered with them. As I indicated right when we very first started the partnership, they helped my dad a couple years ago when he had an issue where he was in Appleton at their facility there, and his treatment was amazing. Absolutely incredible. So very proud to be partnered with them. If you're in the area and in need of any kind of medical assistance, make sure you check ThetaCare out. What's going on, everybody? We got Joey up in here with a super chat. Thanks, buddy. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'm in the fucking end zone. Tell Jerry Jones to kiss my ass. Aaron Nagler, 2023. Was that in the playoff game? I probably did say that. I'm not going to say I'm misquoted because that does sound like something I would say. I do remember being very excited. I watched that game standing up in the old studio. And I do remember, I think it was on the pick six when I said that they were tearing Mike McCarthy apart. Man, that was a fun time. That was a good night. Good memories right there. Adam, thank you for the super chat. I know what was wrong with the O-line the other week. They prepared for the Cleveland game by drinking that shitty Leinenkugel copy. Cue the awesome song. You know what? I think you're right.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
The G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. I'm not even going to take questions. I'm just going to keep playing videos throughout the entire chat. Watch this. Come on, how's that for a Friday groove? Let's go, people. Hopefully the Packers give us lots of options when it comes to choosing the hotness next week on Packer transplants. JP, thanks for the super chat, man. Hopefully our former QB can help out the Pack early Sunday morning against the Vikings. I will say, how great is it to be able to wake up at, like, you know, first thing in the morning, turn on your old NFL, however you receive NFL content, and get a football game at like 9:30 a.m. and know that you're going to be set throughout the entire day from 9:30 a.m. until like midnight with nothing but NFL football. It's pretty phenomenal. Pretty great. And you're right. Hopefully Rodgers can do the Packers a solid and whoop up on the Vikings one last time. It would be great. It would be nice to watch the Vikings lose across the pond. And I think, I don't know if they're undefeated, but I know they have a pretty good record in these international games. Kind of a reverse of the Packers so far. Hopefully start to send that trend in the other direction. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. You put it succinctly yesterday. Just fucking win. Been a tough week in Bearsville. I have zero doubt, Ed. This is always the way, though. You know, I remember living in Chicago out of high school, and the way that when the Bears did win and the Packers lost, that's a tough week. That's a tough week. Thankfully, it doesn't happen a whole lot, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. But I have little doubt that Bears fans have been insufferable all week. No doubt about it. Badger Trio, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Do you think we dip into any trades, or did Micah trade take the option away for the deadline deals? Not necessarily. Really depends on what the ask is. You know, I think they're always going to be, as Brian says, you know, making those calls, taking those calls, exploring options and avenues. And certainly, just because they've traded away the first rounders that they did to get Micah doesn't preclude the possibility of, say, sending a seventh rounder next year or the year after. You know, hell, seventh rounder got him Malik Willis. You never know. You know, it was a sixth rounder 2 years from now that got them the guy who's probably going to be starting at right tackle for them on Sunday night. Never say never. I don't think it's likely. But certainly, again, those calls will continue and they'll explore everything they can, and not just trades, but also potential practice squad poaching, much like they did with Rasul Douglas back in the day. All avenues are always open. John, what's up, man? You should play an entire set of Motel Men. Go Pack, go. And I'm not doing that second one. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. I'll maybe do a live thing on the Motel Men YouTube channel sometime. That'd be fun. And yes, Motel Man has a YouTube channel. You should check it out. FMCH, thanks to Super Chat, man. Protest Super Chat. How the fuck is it week four already? Ran a Packer, Brian Williams. You know what's funny? Billy was joking about that on Carry the G Radio on Tuesday, how Francesa always does that, like throughout the entirety of the season. Doesn't matter what week it is. Like, do you believe it's week four? Do you believe it's week six already? Do you believe it's week 8? We're halfway through the season. Can you believe it's week 10? Like, all year long. I don't know, man. Time marches. That's why you got to savor each and every week. That's why you got, I just put up a short about this here on the YouTube channel. That's why you got to savor the journey. There are going to be losses along the way. You can choose what you want to focus on. I get it's frustrating that they lost, but their defense continued to kick ass. And as we sit here speaking right now, is the number one scoring defense in the NFL. You damn right I'm excited about that. I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to dive into that lake. I ain't going to be over here worrying about the fact that they blew a game, got blocked, kicked, blah, blah, blah. It's a journey. Drink it all in. I love it. Ed, thanks again, man. Friend's wife used to be a Dallas cheerleader back in the day. Much better when I'm happy and she's not. No doubt. Now, you know, there's nothing wrong with Dallas fans being happy any other weeks when they're not playing the Packers. Just, this is the week they need to be sad. Corey says, if the offensive linemen keep dropping like flies, we might need a trade. Well, interestingly enough, that's where the bye week helps them out. And this is what I said then when the schedule was released, and I'll reiterate it now. More often than not, you always have a preference for where the bye week falls. Clearly, most people want it, and coaches like it, in the middle of the season, right? But I'm telling you, inevitably, whenever it happens, it almost always happens at a good time because everyone's always hurt because they play NFL football. People, I've already seen it, and I'm not saying that you're saying this, but I've seen people on the Twitter machine saying like, oh, I never would have thought week five bye. It's like, yeah, because it almost always is a welcome respite from guys getting hurt. You know why they get hurt? Because they play football. It's always a welcome development when these guys get a week off and get to recover and hopefully, you know, get back out there on the field. Badger Trio, how are you, man? Rodgers pregame meal Sunday is a Guinness. Hey, man. You can do a lot worse. When I was at North Carolina School of the Arts, there was like a 3-month stretch where I just sustained myself on Guinness. It's an economic option. Ralph, thank you, sir. Hey, Nags, will you be making that updated video on what to do at Lambeau tomorrow? Probably won't be making it by tomorrow, but make sure you check out the old one because it's still essentially up to date as far as there's nothing on there that doesn't exist anymore or isn't fun or I wouldn't recommend still. Probably a few additions I might make, but you should check it out. Joe, what's up, man? Cowboys blitzing a lot to make up for loss of Parsons or playing more man or playing more coverage. Joe, they've been playing more coverage. They've been utilizing lots of different kind of zone coverages, none of it to great effect. You know, they're not, Eberflus has not traditionally been a big man cover guy, and he certainly hasn't been a guy who loves to send a lot of pressure. Not a ton of exotics, but I do wonder if they start having to lean that way because they have not been able to get home at all. They have not been able to sniff the quarterback this season. Now, heading into this game in particular, I suspect they won't send pressure early. They'll see and they'll test the offensive line of the Packers for two reasons. One, because of how horrible they looked last week, but two, with backups playing, you know, you're always hoping that your front can take advantage and maybe hopefully win a one-on-one or here or there, and make, you know, make some hay, so to speak, and get quarterback off the spot, etc. I do think that's how they'll start. Now, you never really know. I remember last year, Matt had that assumption about the Lions because they were so banged up, and Aaron Glenn went the opposite way. He sent tons of pressure and played man coverage. Now, he was a man coverage guy, but, you know, they went a bit against profile and blitzed the fuck out of the Packers. Because they knew they couldn't get pressure. They knew their guys up front couldn't get the job done. So it really depends, man. You got to somewhat try to prepare for both eventualities, both approaches. But yeah, it's the fun of the chess match, right? But, you know, if he's true to his profile, they'll play as much kind of combo different types of coverages that they can while trying to just rush four. That would be the guess. Joey, what's up? I wish there was a jingle for Carry the G. Well, there is, but I already played it, and I'm going to play it again. I don't want to just play the Carry the G jingle on repeat. Although, maybe I should make that the Saturday chat. Every Saturday, I just come on here live and just play the jingle on repeat. Although I think at some point Jason would probably ask for royalties, so not so sure. Although, hey, let's line Jason's pockets. I'm down with that. Simitovich, Kroll's East, better than West. Why do you want to get it all mixed up? You know that's not how it goes. I like it, though. Tulio says, please, Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, let's feed my guy Romeo. He is the most reliable wide receiver in the team right now. Hope that role can also be played by MG0 ASAP. Well, here's the thing. I think, you know, Golden's ready for whatever they need to throw at him. But I'm with you, and I know I talked about this earlier this week. I think this is a game where you want to lean into old reliable, that connection between Love and Dobbs. No doubt about it. They should put Luke Butkus on the field or sign Bakhtiari to a vet minimum. I mean, I don't know what Dave's up to, but can't be worse than what we saw last week. I'll tell you that. Jeez, New York Cheesehead, carry the G. That's my wedding song. Oh, God help us. Packer Aggie, thank you for the super chat. Coming to Green Bay for the Bengals game. Looking forward to meeting you at Hagermeister Park. Go Pack, go. Thank you so much for the support. Greatly appreciate you, and thanks for the reminder. That's right, everybody. What is it? A week from Saturday. Head on out to Hagermeister Park in downtown Green Bay, starting at 5 p.m. for the Cheesehead TV meetup. We'll be drinking lots of Carry the G, talking ball, Corey and myself meeting Packers fans from all over the globe. 5 o'clock, Hagermeister Park, downtown Green Bay. We will see you there. And I'll see you. And thanks so much for the super chat. Really appreciate that, Packer Aggie. Simitovich says, Golden 48-yard touchdown, second quarter incoming. I can get behind this. I can get down with this. I like it. In fact, you know what's going to happen? That's going to occur, a second quarter touchdown. And the Packers will have gone up by like two scores at that point. And then halftime will arrive and the Packers will be up by three scores. And so by the end of the game, I'm just going to be sipping whiskey and chilling out. And I'm going to like feel like an old school Nagler at Night episode. Like so. I mean, the pandemic was a hell of a time. Like, do they even remember that? That was so funny. I legit wore that suit and drank whiskey and talked to Packers fans at night from my sequestered apartment because we were all shut in. Whew, what a time. Here's the thing to remember, though. Just whatever you do, don't say that so-and-so, whoever that wide receiver might be, you know, you want to feed a wide receiver, want that wide receiver to get more involved, want that receiver to be the focal point of the offense. That's all fine. But whatever you do, don't say you want a wide receiver one.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. That's something that you guys talk about. I feel like we got a bunch of them.
They got a bunch of them. Got a bunch of them, people. All right, I'm done playing video. It's kind of funny, though. I like it. Oh, New York Cheesehead says, take a shot every time they show Jerry. No thanks. I choose life. Although, hey, does anyone recall a couple years ago when I did the shot every time the Packers picked up a first down because they had done so poorly the week before? Woo, baby, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. Oh, look at this. Roll, sweater roll. Nags, I still want that Packer cap. Share the name of the store, please. If you're talking about the caps that I usually wear with the GB and the X and the compass or whatever, I got some fun stuff for you here. Get your phone out and check this action out. You see where see that? See that QR code? Scan that. It'll take you right to our store. And the hats are there. How about that, huh? A little QR code action. Also, if you're on YouTube, there's a link in the bottom of the video that you can find the store at. But, you know, get your phone out. Do the QR code. Take you right to the Cheesehead TV store, and you can get your hat. Look at that. I'll say I never did nothing for you. Absolutely love it. Matt, thanks for the super chat, man. My custom Parsons jersey from the pro shop just showed up right before you went live. Wasn't even expecting it either. Talk about perfect timing. You're going to wear that with pride on Sunday night, baby. Let's go. That's going to be a good time. Send us a picture pregame. We'll put it on our pregame show. I'm all in, Matt. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you Sunday night. Go Pack, go.